The next morning, he returned to Boston. As soon as he arrived back at the Red House, he phoned Jessie. Was she free to go to a concert on Friday? She said she was. And for the first time in his life, he crossed days off a calendar. Mary phoned him later in the week, and he tried to explain to her as gently as he could why he was no longer available. When the weekend came, it was memorable. The New York Philharmonic, Dial M for Murder. Jesse even seemed to enjoy the New York Knicks. Richard reluctantly returned to Harvard on Sunday night. The next 4 months were going to be long weeks and short weekends. He phoned Jesse every day, and they were rarely apart on weekends. He began to dread Mondays. During the Monday morning lecture on the crash of 1929, Richard found he couldn't concentrate. How was he going to explain to his father that he'd fallen in love with a girl who worked behind the gloves, scarves, and woolen hats counter at Bloomingdale's? Even he couldn't understand why such a bright, attractive girl could be so unambitious. If only Jessie had been given the opportunities he'd had. He scribbled her name on the top of his class notes. His father was going to have to learn to live with it. He stared at what he'd written. Jessie Kane. When Richard arrived back in New York that weekend, he made an excuse to his mother about running out of razor blades. His mother suggested that he use his father's. "No, no, it's all right," said Richard. "I need some of my own. In any case, we don't use the same brand." Kate Kane thought this was strange because she knew they did. Richard almost ran the 8 blocks to Bloomingdale's. When he reached the glove counter, Jessie was nowhere to be seen. Maisie was standing in a corner filing her fingernails. "Is Jessie around?" he asked her breathlessly. "No, she's already gone home. She left a few minutes ago. She can't have gone far. Aren't you..." Richard ran out to Lexington Avenue. He searched for Jessie's face among the figures hurrying along. He would have given up if he hadn't recognized the flash of red, a scarf he'd given her. She was on the other side of the street, turning toward Fifth Avenue. Her apartment was in the opposite direction. Somewhat guiltily, he decided to follow her. When she reached Scribner's at 48th Street, he stopped and watched her go into the bookshop. If she wanted something to read, surely she could have picked it up at Bloomingdale's. He was puzzled. He peered through the window as Jessie talked to a sales clerk, who left her for a few moments and then returned with 2 books. He could just make out their titles: The Affluent Society by John Kenneth Galbraith and Inside Russia Today by John Gunther. Jessie signed for them, which surprised Richard, and left as he ducked around the corner.